Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 22nd of July 2023. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Today's article, titled "Drenched by the Spirit," was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Author Scott McKnight shares how when he was in high school, he had what he calls a spirit-drenched experience. While at a camp, the speaker challenged him to enthrone Christ in his life by surrendering to the Spirit. Later, he sat under a tree and prayed, "Father, forgive me of my sins, and Holy Spirit, come inside and fill me." "Something mighty happened," he said. "From that moment, my life has been completely different. Not perfect, but different." He suddenly had the desire to read the Bible, pray, meet with other believers in Jesus, and serve God. Before the risen Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his friends, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised." They would receive power to become his witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God gives the Holy Spirit to indwell everyone who believes in Jesus. This first happened at Pentecost. Today, it occurs whenever someone trusts in Christ. God's Spirit also continues to fill those who believe in Jesus. We too, with the help of the Spirit, bear the fruit of changed character and desires. Let's praise and thank God for comforting us, convicting us, and partnering with us and loving us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Help me to love you and others more today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.